Electric Waste Orchestra, Colton Jackson, give it up.
All right. So we're going to get to that. So my name is Colton Jackson, and this project is Electric Waste Orchestra, and I'll be upfront about the fact that orchestra is a optimistic moniker at this point. This is a club I started at Makerspace Urbana back in Illinois just a few months ago. There's a few demos I have to show off so far. And if demos are 50-50, I mean, well, one of these will work. This one is going okay. The rest of them, we might hear, we might not. So I want to tell you a little bit about Makerspace Urbana, because without what we had going on there, none of this stuff I'm going to show you would have happened. So it's a humble makerspace, and I want to talk about makerspaces. Oh, this is exciting. Okay. I like you seeing the audience, actually. Can I? Or is it better if... Okay, that's great. Makerspace Urbana. If you haven't visited your local makerspace, I encourage you to. If your town doesn't have a makerspace, you could start one. Why not? In our makerspace, it's mostly just kind of big open tables, lots of power outlets. We did get a 3D printer recently, which I 3D printed my glasses on, and I would love to talk to you about that too. It's a totally open source tool chain. So the 3D printer brings a lot of people in, but you'd be surprised how many people you can get to come into your hackerspace just by having, like, the screwdrivers you need to repair your laptop, because most people don't have those screwdrivers. So we do a lot of repairing. We have a community help desk that people come in, we fix their computers, tell them what a virus is, and they leave a lot of extra computer parts behind, because, you know, we upgrade the RAM, we upgrade their hard drives, and we say, yeah, we'll stock that in the back. And I kind of grew up kind of, you know, in the IT world, and I think anyone else that did realizes how quickly e-waste stacks up, because it's not free to get rid of generally. Sometimes you can find someone who will, you know, let you toss it away, but it does cost money to disassemble this stuff and to get rid of it or incinerate it. So anywhere you go, any hackerspace, any IT department, they're going to have stacks of hard drives. The hard drives I'm using are like 4 gigabytes. They're not useful to anyone anymore, right? You can get like a thumb drive that's faster and more portable. So this is I'm basically saw all this stuff that we had and saw how wasteful it was being and that it wasn't serving any purpose, and I wanted to find something to do with it. So that was kind of my inspiration for what I started doing. So makerspaces, this has happened because you know, I ripped open an old hard drive, and like while I was, you know, tearing it apart, basically I saw a post on Hackaday that, you know, you can spin a motor and it creates a sine wave. So I thought, well, I've done some music and I've done enough electronics to know that I can amplify and control things with sine waves. So I thought I'd try it. So as I was like taking apart this hard drive and soldering wires to the back of it, I had some friends who were like, oh, what are you doing? Because that's what makerspaces are about. You're like looking over each other's shoulders, seeing what projects each other are working on. And when you get a bunch of people just like hanging out, working on their own projects, you get this access to expertise that I think money can't buy. It's like you're sitting across the table from like an electronics engineer, and you're saying, oh, I don't know how a motor works. And he says, oh, I'll tell you. I'll get the whiteboard out and explain how a motor works. And so I was like soldering to the motor, and some guys were like, oh, what are you doing over there? I was like, well, I saw that you can get a sine wave off of this, but so I'm not sure exactly how I need to hook it up. And the guys were like, oh, well, hey, let's learn how to use the oscilloscope. I was like, yeah, let's learn how to use the oscilloscope. So I got like a free one-on-one lesson to use an oscilloscope and learned, you know, kind of about just like ground and positive and, you know, really basic electronic stuff that I didn't know yet, but I knew that it was easy enough. I mean, especially when you're surrounded by guys that know their thing. So we tried it. We had a lot of fun. Just tearing into an old hard drive can be a lot of fun, because usually computers are these black boxes that a lot of people are afraid to touch or afraid to take apart, because, you know, if they break it, they have to call their nephew and be like, oh, I... So these are like black boxes that are mysteries to a lot of people, maybe not people here, but it's fun for people to like take things apart when they don't usually get to, and especially if there's like no penalty for breaking it. That's, you know, I make it very clear, that's what we're doing here. We're breaking these things so we can do something else with them. So we tear everything out, we rip the reading head out, and it's just a nice silver disc with a couple of contacts on the back that you can solder directly to. We got that going, and we hooked it up to the sine wave, and I wish we had video, but never figured out how to get micro HDMI going. So you have to go ahead and start a demo with just this guy. I got a chip that works pretty well. And oh wait, I'll leave my bag down there. Do I got a suitcase sitting over by? Oh, forget it. I can do it. So basically, I did it in software first. Figured out how to control sound with this as an input device. And then figured out an analog amplifier later. And let's see what I can show you to start off. So I'm using the software. I don't know. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of Max MSP. Quite a few. So any of the electronic musicians guys have probably seen what Max MSP can do. So I'm using Pure Data, which a lot of you guys might have also heard about. But it's an open source branch. I don't know if that's the right term. But the guy that did all the math in the back end for Max MSP went off and started his own project. It's all open source. And it works pretty well. And it interfaces with Arduinos. So when I unplug it, it starts making noise. So how many of you are familiar with Arduinos? Probably a lot of you guys. So super popular with hobbyists. So I'm here. I'm not selling a shield. I didn't make a new shield for the Arduino. I just figure Arduinos is something that a lot of people already have. So I thought this is kind of an opportunity to take stuff that people have lying around. If you got a hackerspace, you probably got a stack of Arduinos around too. Then we got free software. So I wanted to make this a really cheap tool chain so anyone that has these parts can start playing around with it. So with the hard drive motor, it's as simple as hooking up one to the analog input. So the Arduinos have the analog inputs, which if you've ever used a voltmeter or an oscilloscope, it's essentially it's an analog to digital converter, and any amount of electricity between 0 and 5 volts gets converted to a digital number. You know, it's 10-bit precision, so it's anywhere between 0 and 5 volts gets converted to a number between 0 and 1. And you can pass that on to the synthesis software. The Pure Data software has a Arduino library. You can pass that information on. So you can hook up one of the wires to analog in, and it has 6 of those channels. So that's, I'll get to the guitar. It's 6 channels leads to 6 hard drives, which leads kind of to a guitar way to play it. So one to ground and one to analog 0 gives you the ability... Get this thing out of the way. Let's see if I have my code ready to go. Multiplier. Reset. So live demo suck, right? Plug it back in. Let me just, this thing was working, let me just get back to that. Yeah, it's. I was just trying to start. This is the first thing that I figured out. Is just okay. One hard drive, analog input. I can make it spin. And so with Pure Data, it's you get that number as just an input. It comes in serially, and you can send it to whatever function you want. So there's an oscillation function that takes frequency as an argument. So you can. And this comes in as a number between 0 and 1, like I said. So you can just multiply that input until it's in a range of frequencies that you want and start spinning it up and getting really crazy noises. But I wrote some code. It's all up on GitHub. Like I said, just trying to get other people into it. And so it's all open source, using open source software. So the code I wrote basically acts as kind of a capacitor resistor circuit. So it smooths the signal out. It comes in as a sine wave. But since this particular ADC only reads positive voltage, it gets just the top end of the sine wave, so it's like chop, 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 chop. And it's also sampling it a certain number of times per second, so it's grabbing different parts of the sine wave. So really, it's just kind of voltage spikes that I read off the hard drive, and it's like a couple hundred millivolts, a small amount of electricity. But I can bring that into my code and basically have code that the... faster you spin it, the longer you spin it, the louder the volume goes up. But as soon as you stop the disk, the volume drops back to zero. So if I can at least connect on that again. File not found. It's not a file. Yes. Things are happening. So I'm surprised you didn't say, like, Mr. Blue Sky, because it is a play off Electric Light Orchestra, and I wish I could play covers for you. So, yeah, like I said, so it's six channels, and then the rest of them, it just goes through Common Ground. So that's what noise sounds like. So the voltage readers kind of just float around the halfway mark, so it makes noise and nothing's plugged into it. So the flyer I put up around this to advertise for my club is just make a space for Urbana. I wanted to have a club where I could get electric engineers and electronic musicians in the same room together. I thought they had a lot to teach each other, but they don't often run into each other. I'm like, Urbana, it's a college town, and we've got the University of Illinois, and the music department and the engineering department are on opposite sides of the campus. They just don't often run into each other. All right, yeah. So electronic musicians and electronic engineers don't usually run into each other, but I think they had a lot to teach each other, and I had been learning from them just hanging out at Makerspace, so I wanted to get them in the same room. So I whipped up a flyer, put a picture of the oscilloscope on it, and said, electronic engineers, electronic musicians, come in and we'll learn from each other, we'll futz with this stuff, we'll learn some code, we'll learn some electronics. At first I thought I was just going to get, like, just invited engineers and musicians, but I got some guidance from friends that I'm not a musician or an engineer, so I should invite people that are like me, just people that are interested in learning about electronics and music. So that's when it kind of got this identity of being not just a clubhouse for engineers and musicians, but also an educational opportunity where people could come in and, learn how to solder, just simple soldering wires to the back of the hard drive. They could learn a little bit about kind of what these components are inside the computer. So, like, it's not just hard drives, but also, like, the circuit boards they could just, like, tear into and be like, oh, what's this, and just kind of have fun learning about what's inside these things. Or you can dig into old telephones and see, all the circuits inside those. And so it's fun just to tear into the stuff. But if you're hanging out with experts that, like, really know what's going on here, and then you've got people that don't know anything yet, like me, then it's a really fun exchange. You get these, like, experts excitedly talking about the things that they know, and people that are really interested in the fact that they, like, showed up in this space where people were willing to teach them. Oh, jeez. So this is also a learning experience for me. Usually I'm like, presenting this to, like, 4 to 5 people at a time. So walking into this room, I think the number of people who knew about Electric Waste Orchestra, like, tripled in here, so this is great. Oh. So the firmware on the Arduinos, it's actually one of the examples. It's called Fermata. And one of the examples is just Fermata Analog Simple. It just passes along all the analog electronic information. And it doesn't look like it's loaded on the Arduino now. That's weird. If I can find where I set my suitcase, there's something in the front pocket I want to show off. Is it by your photo stuff? Examples. So we can make this a little bit more casual instead of me just like trying to make my demo work. All right, if any of you guys are like hardware guys, we can like kind of do a Q&A, but we'll get back to the demos and stuff. But I want to hear if you guys have ideas of how you could use circuit boards and hard drives, what other hardware have I not thought of? If you've got an idea of materials you have on hand that you can imagine a way to make an instrument. Thank you very much. I can't believe I left that back out there. All right. But okay, so I can show off this analog circuit anyway and get this going. This is an op amp. It's a LM like 324. This is a circuit a friend of mine designed, and I tell him he's too generous. So I'm going to plug this in. It's noisy, but it'll be okay. So this just hooks up to the hard drive. So this is something I came up with after playing with the software. A friend of mine's like, well, you can just pick up an op amp to it and amplify the signal and see how it sounds. And it's actually a pretty good instrument now. It's producing a sine wave. I love this place. I was hanging out in the hotel lobby and showing this off to a guy. And he was like, oh, it sounds more like a square wave. I think your op amp is clicking the signal. And I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. So this place is awesome. It is producing kind of more of a square wave sound. But it is just the signal just amplified. There's no programming going on here. And it's actually, once you can kind of get a little bit of a feel for it. Oh, jeez. You can kind of get a feel for like how quickly you spin it and start playing kind of like. So this is something like I just started playing the other day, and it's like, it's a totally new form of instrument. You have to kind of get a new feel. So just like your muscle memory on any other instrument, this is like the muscle of how fast you flick it is like how it gets to a certain pitch. So that's like, it's a new style. I mean, it's something to work on, and you can actually start playing music with it potentially if you're dedicated to it. But with the code, it's really interesting to find out, you can program what sounds it makes. This is just like whatever signal comes out of it is what you got. But if you go the software route, you can say, okay, well, at this voltage, if I'm producing, 100 millivolts, yeah, if I'm producing 100 millivolts, then play a C. If I'm producing like 120 millivolts, play a D. You can do that software stuff in software defined. And if I can, I'll try to get that coming back up here. Standard. I did want to talk a little bit about like why using e-waste is kind of an interesting material. Not just because it's a free material and we all have it stacked up, but it's like if you wanted to design a physical instrument to play digital music, and I like the idea of that because, you know, for all these sounds, you could just, like, write code to produce these sounds. But I think it's really valuable to have a physical interface. I'm going to move that for my crotch. I think it's really valuable to have a physical interface to the digital music because it's just something more tactile, something that you can actually like get up on stage with and not just sit on the laptop. So I had the idea that I did want to design physical instruments. If you had sat down in a Radio Shack or in a hackerspace and you have all these knobs and sliders and touchpads and you can like design any instrument in the world, it's kind of like a really daunting blank canvas, right? Like it's like I kind of think it's hard to imagine something that you haven't seen before. You're just bound to come up with something that's been designed before. Just like you're trying to think of, what you could draw on a blank canvas. But when you kind of go rummaging through your garbage pile and you see a ScanMan controller board, it's got all these kind of nice big solder points on the back that you can touch. It gives you something to work with. It also gives you boundaries to work within. You have to start thinking, okay, I have to make something out of this material. Now what can I make? And you end up with an instrument that you wouldn't have otherwise designed from scratch because you had to work within boundaries that have been given to you, or at least what you picked out because it was sitting in front of you. And some of the stuff, I also wanted to start making stuff with this because I thought it was really attractive. I mean, maybe some of you guys can empathize. It's like there's a good aesthetic to circuit boards, this sort of like really kind of chaotic, but it's very organized. So I wanted to, get this stuff out of the garbage bin. I mean, it's not, it's separate from the garbage bin. It's just like sitting up and gathering dust. And I wanted to do something with it. I went over all this. So with musical instruments, it's kind of a fun thing that you can get people together on, and people that wouldn't otherwise have come in for a soldering lesson or to learn programming. It's like, oh, I'll try to build a musical instrument. I'll see what it looks like. I think hard drive was the first thing because basically I had been fussing around with Arduino. I knew that I had the analog converter, and I had seen this software that could use the analog. So the hard drive was the first thing that I saw. Okay, I can make a signal with this, and I can control something with that signal. These ISA boards are really fun because I looked up like a schematic and figured out, okay, it takes 5 volt. I can provide 5 volt with an Arduino, and as the power goes through all this, when you like touch the kind of cross circuits, short circuits with your fingers, your fingers conduct enough electricity to screw stuff up. So you can short circuit and change the voltage that's coming out of all these data pins. So it communicates with the computer, through these data pins by shifting the voltage up and down really rapidly. But actually, especially with this really old stuff, one of these pins just it's just like a floating point number. It's just sitting at this number, and I can make it go up and down if I had my hardware running. Done uploading. Okay, I'm going to unplug it. You're out. So I'm coming to you guys basically with, this is the stuff that we came up with in our club for a few months. And I'm really looking forward to talking with you guys afterwards and figuring out what kind of new stuff we can make. I'm glad that I get this chance to show it off. Okay, so I'll go over like how this is coded to give you an idea of like what's possible with this software. So essentially, it's six oscillators that each have a frequency set to them, and the volume of that oscillation is set to zero until you spin the hard drive associated with that oscillator. So I think in this version. Oh, that's noise. Okay, so it's okay. Noise coming in somewhere. Okay, so it should be quiet right now, but it's wired funny. There's extra noise happening. So it's okay. So I'll shut it up for a second. It's turning the volume up on each of those notes as I spin it, and I have the numpad. It's just a USB numpad. There's something hacked about it. But there's a function in peer data where you can make things change as a response to keystrokes. So when I hit the number one, it sets notes to all, and it can use MIDI numbers. So you can set in MIDI values like 70, 74, 76, and set what note each hard drive is going to control. And then as I go up the numbers on the numpad, it can kind of go up the scales in whatever scale you want it to. I think I tried to do a C major scale. I think one of them, the notes is wrong, but... But yeah, so you can program it any way you want, and when you're, I don't know, it's really neat to sit down with people who don't know music and show them that this is a way that they can start playing music. You don't need to get like muscle memory around your piano. You can just like program the code to respond to whatever interface you have going. I think you guys get the idea, but. So to not do myself to further failed demos, I'll say that's kind of to wrap it up. But we got this room for like another 20 minutes. So if you guys want to come up, this stuff works better in a non-stage setting. So come up and see some of this equipment I got, and we'll kill the rest of the time. So thank you. You're welcome to try out the guitar. So come on up and get your picture taken.